This is KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives came down to a small number of races in last year's elections. And in those contests, money from special interests set an interesting new record that included one race in Colorado. Reporters Michael DeJuana and Lee Patterson gauged the impact. In the 6th Congressional District, Democrat Jason Crow defeated five-term Republican Mike Kaufman. It was a very competitive race, one that you covered, Lee.
This was a district that Democrats had their eyes on for a couple of election cycles. It covers the Aurora area, which is east of Denver. This time around, guns became a big issue, especially for Democrat Jason Crow. Gun safety was a central theme of his campaign, and gun safety groups, gun control groups, spent a lot of money to help him get elected.
And Michael, you looked into just how much money went into that race from all kinds of special interests.
Right, Erin. As Lee mentioned, gun control groups, and we'll say more about that in a minute, but first, here's the big picture. While Crow and Kaufman spent about $9.3 million on their own campaigns collectively, they were outspent by these outside groups. $11.7 million flowed in from super PACs and so-called dark money groups, and that's money that's meant to influence the outcome of the election.
Now, super PACs are these large political action committees, but dark money?
Yeah, I know it sounds jargony, but both groups can collect unlimited money. The difference is super PACs are required to disclose who gave the money, and dark money groups, they don't have to do that. I should add that dark money was more of a factor in other races around the country. It accounted for less than a tenth of what was spent in the Crow-Kaufman matchup.
And just how much did the super PAC spend in the race?
The Republican-aligned Congressional Leadership Fund reported spending about $2.4 million in favor of Kaufman. The gun violence prevention group called Giffords PAC, they spent about $1.5 million.
One of the Giffords TV ads that aired leading up to the election, it showed a mother and daughter texting. The daughter's at school and she's texting her mom saying, "Mom, there's someone with a gun."
The NRA has given Mike Kaufman more money than any other Colorado member of Congress. Mike Kaufman's NRA rating, A.
Giffords PAC was started by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who, as you might remember, she was shot in the head in 2011. She did survive. This group spent millions on competitive races with the ultimate goal, flipping the U.S. House of Representatives and really sending lawmakers to Washington who will advocate for gun safety and, you know, gun violence prevention legislation.
My name is Jason Crow, and I've come here to win this race and to move forward on gun violence prevention in this country.
And Crow, as we know, went on to win that race. As for Mike Kaufman, I'm curious, what did he think about the outside money flowing into his district?
Well, he said outside spending made it tougher to get out his own message.
Obviously, for outside groups spending money allegedly to help you, you don't control that message because you can't coordinate with them. And then conversely, I think that your opponent doesn't control what the outside groups do, spending money against you. And I think there's a lack of transparency in that process.
And Jason Crow appears to agree. Earlier this month, he joined onto a bill that aims to reduce the influence of big money in politics. That could tackle the issue of who's behind the dark money. And maybe this goes a little bit to Kaufman's point. There are 223 co-sponsors. I should add, though, that they're all Democrats.
Mm. And now, money isn't everything in a political race. Kaufman was very clear when he said that his biggest number one problem in the end was President Trump.
Even though he didn't campaign in Colorado, it was like he was in everybody's living room every day, you know, making news on these rallies that he was holding. And so it was impossible because of that, I would say, more than anything else, to get my message out to the voters.
So, Michael, I want to come back to the fact that all of this special interest money set a record, a big one.
Yeah. First of all, there were 16 races across the country, like the 6th Congressional District, where more super PAC and dark money was spent than the candidate's own campaigns. And that's a record, according to the nonpartisan nonprofit election watchdog group Issue One. The group's research manager, Michael Beckel, says this all goes back to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Since that 2010 Citizens United decision, there have been 48 congressional races in which non-candidate, non-party groups like super PACs and dark money groups have outspent the candidates and one-third of that total occurred in 2018.
So it's never too early to look ahead to 2020. What do you think might happen?
Money's going to be an issue, and Republican Senator Cory Gardner is up for re-election, so that's going to be a hot race because it's going to coincide with the next presidential race. And based on my experience and what our listeners have obviously been hearing day after day, the next race is probably going to attract a big crowd.
Well, thank you both so much for your insights.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
That was KUNC's Michael DeJoanna and Lee Patterson talking about a record amount of outside spending in the 2018 midterm election and how that impacted the outcome of the race in Colorado's 6th congressional district. I'm Aaron O'Toole.